This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Well, it's Friday again. It's blue sky outside, and we're welcoming back Alan Green, our research analyst on Stockbox. Alan, it's great to be having you again. How are you doing?
Thank you, Mark. I'm very well, and yes, it's looking like a blue sky here, some actually, but I think the forecast is very good for the weekend, so that means getting out and doing stuff, which is always good. And it's blue sky on the screen as well, because we're talking about, of course, esports. A lot of blue sky thinking here, and of course, our first company we're going to talk about is Blue Star Capital.
Indeed, yes, indeed, esports is as you say, very blue sky, but something that's going to do exceptionally well in the coming years. So yeah, an esports special today. Do you want to start off with Blue then, as you say, and give us the lowdown?
Of course, yeah. So Blue Star Capital, epicode BLU. The company has a market cap currently of 7.9 million. Shares are trading at 0.18 pence, have traded as high as 0.28p on the year and as low as just under 0.1p. So it's a Blue Star Capital. They're a technology-focused investor They seek companies to invest into globally that have a technology offering focused into blockchain payments and, of course, esports. The company will make the investment using equity, debt, or convertibles, or even hybrid securities. So it's got a very good track record. Just run through its investments. So the payments company investments. Firstly, it has a 27.7% stake in Satoshi Pay, and of course, if you've listened to the talks that I've done on CoinSilium, you'll know that Malcolm Pelley and CoinSilium were involved in Satoshi in the early days too. So Satoshi Pay is a business-to-business cross-border payments company. Also offers micropayments. So when you're using an online service and you're paying small amounts, pay-per-view or pay-per-page view. Payments like that are uneconomical for the normal payment providers, but of course, with Satoshi's solution, they can easily be managed. And of course, Satoshi has a digital wallet to make payments via mobile or desktop. And recommended by the Stellar Development Foundation, and the Stellar Network, of course, is well established across the payments landscape. So that's, as I say, the stake in Satoshi Pay is worth 5 million. They also have a stake worth 350,000 in ST Haler. Not quite sure how they pronounce the name. Identity and payment technology specialist, who've developed in conjunction with Hitachi a solution called FingerPay, which is using your finger, but rather than the fingerprint, it uses finger vein technology, which is supposedly more accurate and more secure. So that's so it has the stake there. But of course, the company has expanded hugely into esports. In November 2019, made an initial 150,000 investment across six esports businesses. And of course, we've spoken before about esports, but this is a huge burgeoning industry. When I talk about GFinity a little later on, you'll get a better picture of the actual size and scope of these operations. So the esports global market is expected to be worth some $2 billion by the end of next year. The investments made by Blue Star Capital include Guild Esports, which of course is listed with a standard listing on the London market. Listed in October last year, raised 20 million, and they have an association with David Beckham. The chairman of the group is ex-Activision and Red Bull, so a dynamic operation there. They now hold 5.9% in Guild's eSport. That's worth about 2 million. Have an investment into Dynasty Esports, which is a Malaysia-based esports group. Something like 20 million gamers estimated to be playing and using the Dynasty Esports network, and that's generated 550 million in 2019. Blue Star Capital have a stake, a 13% stake that's worth $1.3 million currently. They have a stake, 11% stake in Googly Esports, which is a UK India esports network. A US a network in Los Angeles called Dibs Esports. It's a female-only operation, which is they have a 13.7% stake. Demons Esports Australia, 13% stake. Drops Esports in Canada, 13% stake. And then Formation Esports in France, where they have a 9.6% stake, spread, which is a French and European operation. They also have a small stake in Leaf Mobile, which is listed on the TSX. V exchange in Canada and has just raised $23 million to move from TSXV to TSX. And Leaf Mobile are a mobile games development, marketing, and publishing operation. Part of the move by them from the TSXV to the TSX exchange was to raise money for an acquisition of Eastside Games. So all of these entities are growing. In December, Blue Star Capital reported that it had made $900,000 into esports investments in 2019, then increased that stake to $1.68 million over the seven companies I've outlined. And that portfolio is now worth $3.7 million, giving an unrealized gain, of course, of $2 million to the group. So you can get some idea of where we're going. So we've got the $5 million mm-hmm. pound stake in the Satoshi Pay, $3.7 million stake in the esports network. The company progresses. In the full year results that were announced at the end of January, investment values had increased 78% to $9 million. The company delivered a profit for the year of $1.7 million, and that was from a loss of $684,000 previously, ending the year with cash of $132,000, up from $120,000 previously. Long-standing chief exec Tony Fabrizi stepped down after 7 years, and Derek Liu took his place. Derek is a technology investor. He's Vancouver-based. He's also president of and CEO of venture capital fund manager GrowthWorks Capital, is a very active individual within the esports and technology environment. Also joined a gentleman called Brian Robotham. Brian is a director, non-exec director of the company who's just joined. He's also a non-exec at the company Ruralec and also Hot Rocks. Again, with this board, they have Sean King also as a non-exec, who is an expert in the digital space, set up a group called Square One in 1994, developed from there, launched 7C3, and is now an independent advisor to a number of brands, including Fan Finders and Octave, and also Adveri, which is a Swedish artificial intelligence specialist. So a board with a great deal of experience and know-how running the company. And company has a market cap of just under $8 million. As I say, the investment values were booked at $9 million at the end of the year. So there is absolutely no premium in the current share price at all. And given the expansion in esports, I think Blue Star offer a very good investment proposition and good value at current levels.
Yes, certainly. And you say, what's $8 million? You say market cap?
A shade under $8 million. Yeah, that's
it. So pretty low. But they've got a lot of investments there, haven't they? I mean, and looking at the esports market, if you buy into it, there's actually not many out there, not many listed ways to get exposure to that, is there really, that I can see? I know we're going to talk about Gfinity in a moment, which is another listed company. But Blue Star, they're grassroots funding. And that if you want exposure to esports, I think, you know, that's a great way to get in.
Well, I think it is, I think Gfinity, of course, Guild Esports is listed on, has a standard listing now in the London market, raised $20 million, as I said, in October last year. So that's one company, but of course that's one dimensional exposure, if you like. I think the great thing about Blue Star is it has global exposure. So wherever the trend goes globally, I think it's fair to say Blue Star has an interest in that region. So that's why I think the opportunity is so exciting. This is real genuine blue sky opportunity because the esports industry grows worldwide. Blue Star has proportional representation across companies operating in the different regions around the world. So that's the exciting thing. I think it's you do truly get global exposure to the esports opportunity.
Yeah.
Just to say as well, with Blue Star Capital, worth noting that a gentleman by the name of Mark White has been stake building. This was noted in January. He previously owned 4%, now owns 5% of the company. So clearly, Mr. White knows something.
Mr. White knows something. There you go. So now let's talk about a new company that's purely into esports, and that's Gfinity.
Yeah, this is an amazing company and really came to life once the former CEO stepped down and John Clark took over. John was the chief ops officer and had a very clear vision for taking Gfinity forward. So as we've said, Gfinity are an esports provider and broadcaster of esports competition. And this includes offline, which, of course, pre-COVID, they have the esports arena in Fulham, which is well known. And, of course, online at gfinity.net. Tournament builders for Xbox One, online TV players, tournament clients of PCs. They have representation on every platform. But I think what's particularly impressive is the number of partnerships that they've signed and built really since mid 2020. So we have a partnership with Viacom in the US. They participate in the eCricket Challenge, the ePremier League, the BT Sport partnership. They have a multi-year agreement with Formula One. They have a partnership with Abu Dhabi Motorsports in the V10R League with Williams and Ford taking part. And this is available across BT Sport, ESPN, and Stars Play in Saudi Arabia. They have, in August last year, partnering with Vanatis and also Bidstack, I might add. They launched Gfinity Digital Media. And in the first month, they generated £200,000 from a standing start in revenues. So this is basically taking all the networks the company is operating, their advertising services across those networks to the gamers. And in the projections for the full year, the company said it expected it was on target to deliver $2 million in revenues from Gfinity Digital Media. And from a standing start, that's pretty good going. You know, it's very rare that a new product is launched and generates revenues instantly like that. The company issued a trading update in February, noting a very strong December, and said it continued to build this month-on-month profitability. And on the basis of the numbers that had been generated, quarter four adjusted EBITDA was profitable. So that's a real landmark moment for the company, actually achieving profitability. And with the overheads of these technology companies, they're relatively low. So once you hit profitability, you can all of a sudden move into see significant levels of profitability in a very short space of time after that. So the company ended December with cash of $1.7 million, up from the $1.6 million cash it reported in June, and also said it generated 40 million users and £750,000 in revenues from Gfinity Digital Media during quarter four. The company in January announced it had signed a contract with Formula One Esports to deliver Esports Formula One Grand Prix in 2021. That will include Formula One drivers past and present. Partnership with BAT and McLaren, celebrity racing. So using the Formula One network, celebrities will participate. And also in terms of developing its expertise, two steps were taken in December. Firstly, it acquired Epic Stream, which is an online news, fantasy games and science fiction collectibles and cards company with 600,000 users. So it's broadening its horizon into a different area. And also a gentleman by the name of Len Rinaldi was appointed non-exec director. Now, Len Rinaldi has come straight from Apple, worked with them for 12 years in partner relations, and was responsible for a portfolio of 20 billion in turnover. So that's a huge appointment. You know, that's a hugely significant. And I think, I can see Len and John Clark working together to deliver exponential growth in the coming year. So the company have also notified a formal sales process. So whilst they've effectively put the company up for sale, they're looking at ways to best utilize and scale up the offering. So what they basically said is that we are prepared to sell the business or to sell parts of the business. Come to us with ideas, and we will, we'll sort of look at them and see if we can take this forward. And of course, that's the great thing with a new technology like this, a new burgeoning environment for gamers. The sky's the limit. All bets are on that there are opportunities to do so many different to achieve so many different partnerships and ways of working going forward. So whatever happens, I mean, Gfinity currently trades, if we just look at the actual share price of the company, 4.8p, gives it a market cap of 37 million, and of course that's it's delivered a very impressive performance. I mean, at this time last year we were looking at a share price of about 1.6p. So strong growth through the year. Shares have hit a high of 6.8p. So I think at current levels they offer good value given the partnerships and given the network that the group now has under its belt. There was also an interesting event that took place in quarter four last year. Harry Redknapp was involved with a £300,000 spread bet on Gfinity shares. Took a long position because he liked the idea, and of course it caught the attention of the media. There was a lot of publicity at the time, which certainly drove the share price. But I don't think actually the company needs publicity like that going forward any further, simply because it's so well established now, and it has such a strong network.
And it's got the huge arena, hasn't it, there in London as well? The only one.
Well, that's right. It's the esports arena at Fulham in London, and of course it's with COVID restrictions not currently in use. But you can bet your bottom dollar that as soon as we get back to some semblance of normality and that arena's in use once again, then revenues from that will propel the share price high.
Yeah, and what a great appointment as well. Is it John Clark, say, from who's worked for Apple?
No, John Clark is the CEO. So John Clark was formerly the chief ops officer at Gfinity. Len Rinaldi was the appointment. So there was non-exec director appointed in December. Have a look at his CV. I mean, it's hugely impressive. 12 years with Apple, responsible for a $20 billion portfolio. So that's huge responsibility. Mm. And somebody of that caliber joining the board at this time, I think, it's a really exciting sign, and also really signals the ambitions that the group has going forward.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I can only see this sector just getting. It's going to be huge, I think. It's going to be absolutely massive, and I think we're right at the start of this very new and exciting journey with esports.
Agreed. I think so, Mark. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much there, Alan, Blue Star Capital and Gfinity, our esports special this week. And we'll catch up again.
Speak again. Cheers, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.